This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Consumer Affairs Victoria are urging us to keep safe this spooky season as Halloween celebrations continue to gain popularity and consumers hit the shops to buy toys, costumes and cosmetics. I'm still seeing that spiderweb absolutely everywhere. Well, Nicole Rich is the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Hey, Warren. It's nice to be back on a Monday.
I know. It's unusual to have you on a Monday, but it's great.
It is.
Now, apart from the environmental impact, you've been finding some Halloween items to be quite unsafe.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I saw that you talked about how some items can be really unsafe for wildlife, which is also quite a frightening prospect. Frightening not in the way you want for Halloween, but that's right. Humans also need to be careful. So, I mean, we know it's fun. It's obviously growing in popularity. It's a great sort of afternoon, evening out for the kids. But I guess we're just urging people to do it in a way that's safe and to be aware of some of the common and unfortunately genuinely dangerous traps with Halloween products.
It's interesting because I would never associate Halloween products with, risk and products being dangerous. Which items in particular have you found to be dangerous?
Yeah, that's right. So, look, unfortunately, some of the things that you buy to sort of decorate your house and so on for Halloween, they're those kind of cheap, fake pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and fake candles.
Plastic.
And all those things like, plastic wands, masks, those kind of things. But they often have lights and things that flash in them, and that tends to mean button batteries. But because some of these products are not necessarily so sturdy, you have to be really careful that they comply with button battery safety standards, and they're there for a reason. I mean, I don't want to be a downer on Halloween, but unfortunately 3 Australian children have actually died from swallowing button batteries. So they're quite, they're really serious risk because they're tiny little batteries that kids can just pick up. They think they're fun or a little toy. They swallow them or, they put them somewhere next to their skin and they're quite corrosive. So within a couple of hours, if a child has swallowed one of those, it can be burning through their esophagus. It's very, very serious. So the safety standards in Australia require compartments in products that use button batteries to be securely closed, and there needs to be testing and warning labels. But unfortunately, sometimes these cheaper products may actually just be unlawfully not compliant. So it's really important that you're aware of that danger.
How do they get these products in if they're not compliant with, the safety standards?
Well, that's a good question. So they shouldn't be manufactured or supplied in Australia. It's unlawful to supply any of these products that don't comply with these mandatory standards around button and coin batteries, but we do still find them occasionally. So we've actually had Consumer Affairs Victoria inspectors out in October inspecting all sorts of shops and businesses just to make sure that our traders are complying with these standards. And the good news is that, almost all of the traders that we visited were really happy to see us, glad to see the presence, and are only selling compliant and safe products. But unfortunately, we did find a number of these kind of cheaper fake pumpkins and lanterns that we've had to seize from the stores because they're actually quite dangerous for children.
It's interesting because those batteries, I mean, I had to replace, I think, my remote control or something recently, and they're quite hard to open, which is good in the package. They're quite fiddly to get out. And then I think they're covered in some sort of taste deterrent as well, which is great. So we hate to see that good work undone.
Exactly. So that's part of the standard, actually, Warren, that they have to be child-resistant packaging. I sometimes laugh that they're pretty adult-resistant too. Like, they're pretty hard to open.
But, they are.
And, can be frustrating, like, where are my kitchen scissors, but look, it is worth it. I know it's a minor frustration or irritation for us, but it's basically potentially saving a child's life in Australia. So it is worth it. But look, there are other dangers in Halloween products as well that are probably quite, maybe not well known, but quite dangerous to kids and adults alike. So one of them, it sort of sounds like a simple thing, but a lot of us will dress up for Halloween. So we'll be wearing a costume and or makeup, fake blood, fake teeth, all that sort of stuff. Again, lots of fun. Absolutely no problem with doing any of that. But just make sure that if you're using any unfamiliar cosmetics or those kind of, or fake blood type of items, that they come with ingredient labels, because again, that's actually a law that they need to come with mandatory ingredients labelling. And there's a good reason for that. You know, most Australians, it's not going to be a problem, but anybody that potentially is going to have an allergic reaction really needs to know what's in things that they're going to be applying to their skin before they do it. And if they don't, you've got the potential for an allergic reaction. And I know for most people, again, that might end up just being a skin irritation. It could be a nasty irritation, probably will be treatable. But in rare cases, we've seen, you know, anaphylactic shock as a result. So again, it's sort of a small but really serious risk if it goes wrong. So just watch out for that kind of thing.
Who would have thought face paint would be, you know, exactly, could be risky?
Look, it is, you know, I mean, I guess, again, for the majority of people, it's not going to be too dangerous, but it's just really important that you actually look at the ingredient labelling and that you have the chance to do that before you start applying paint to your child or to yourself or to your friends. I mean, the other thing we just really encourage people to look out for is costumes themselves. So people will be pretty familiar, you know, you buy these kind of cheaper items of clothing and they'll often have those labels on them that will say, hopefully will say fire resistant or flame resistant. That's what you want. But sometimes, yeah, I've seen this myself, you'll see products that have those warnings like, you know, keep away from the flame or fire, or warning, keep away from fire. If they've got those warnings on, I'd probably be saying keep them away from yourself because they are flammable. And you know, especially in Halloween, you might be around jack-o'-lanterns and so it's probably not the best thing to be wearing.
Just on the costumes themselves, I mean, a lot of people are going to be out wearing black and I suppose it'll be getting dark. Should we be careful with our little road rules again?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like we've done so much good work about, you know, cyclists and making sure that you wear clothes that are visible and that you have a light and so on, just for added protection. I mean, it's not to take away from the responsibility of car drivers as well, but just to note that there's been some really good work there. But then when we come to Halloween, we sort of dress up in our black outfits and don't necessarily think about that. So we would definitely be encouraging people just to have a think about making sure you've got something on you that's visible, because it's quite, you know, you could be out trick-or-treating or going out to parties and things at night. And if you're just wearing a really dark or black costume for Halloween and you don't have anything that's like a reflective strip or a bit of bright colour or a glow stick or something fun like that, it can actually be really hard to see you, like it is for others at night. So we would definitely be encouraging you to just think about using your imagination to just brighten up the costume a bit. And I guess we make these warnings not just to be kind of party poopers. They're unfortunately the result of past experience. And that's why we're trying to just get out there ahead of time and encourage people to celebrate safely.
Nicole, I reckon be a party pooper. I want to cancel all the plastic, you know, decorations that they're selling for Halloween at the moment and go back to the old pumpkin and the crepe paper and something a little bit more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, definitely. Get a pumpkin, carve it out.
Yeah.
I think it's becoming a lot more popular in Australia now as well. So those kind of things are getting a little bit easier to find and buy. I would definitely be agreeing that, you know, if possible, avoid some of those. You can definitely have fun without necessarily buying some of those kind of cheaper products that aren't always well made and, like I say, can be kind of dangerous for children especially.
Nicole, we love the Consumer Affairs Victoria inspectors keeping us safe. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. There's Nicole Rich, the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.